What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the music of Edgar Bateman, an important jazz drummer who lived and worked in Naptown during the 1950s. Here in Naptown, Bateman is best remembered for his work with the Jimmy Cole Band, but he played with many important musicians from the Avenue scene, including Pookie Johnson, Mingo Jones, Mel Rhine, Harold Malone, William Boyd, Henry Gooch, and James Dupuy. After leaving Naptown in the early 1960s, Bateman began working with some of the greatest stars in jazz music, including Herbie Hancock and Eric Dolphy. Here's a sample of a 1962 session Bateman cut with Dolphy and Hancock.
By the way, this is Eric Dolphy with the group with Eddie Almora on flugelhorn, Edgar Bateman on drums, Richard Davis on bass, Herbie Hancock at the piano, and Eric, yes indeed.
On this week's show, we'll be listening to classic jazz recordings featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. And we'll start with music from three of the earliest jazz sessions that Bateman recorded. From 1962, we'll hear John Handy with From Bird. After that, we'll hear Walt Dickerson with If I Should Lose You from 1961. And finally, we'll listen to Dave Burns with Rhodesian Rhapsody, recorded for Vanguard Records in 1962.
Thank you.
We just heard three classic jazz tracks featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Bateman. Let's hear two more early 1960s jazz cuts featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. From saxophonist Ken McIntyre's 1963 album, Way, Way Out, we'll hear KG and Chitlins and Caviar. We just heard two tracks from saxophonist Ken McIntyre featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. During the 1950s, Bateman lived and worked in Naptown, performing with legendary Avenue players like Jimmy Cole, Mel Rhine, and Pookie Johnson. Up next, we'll hear a 1966 session Bateman cut with trumpet player Ted Curson. From the album Urge, this is Ted Curson with Latino. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Edgar Bateman after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the work of the late, great jazz drummer Edgar Bateman. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri on January the 11th, of 1929. During the 1950s, Bateman lived and worked in Naptown, performing with legendary Avenue players like Jimmy Cole, Pookie Johnson, Mingo Jones, Mel Rhine, Harold Malone, William Boyd, Henry Gooch, and James Dupuy. Edgar Bateman made his first known recording during his time here in Naptown. But the session was nothing like the classic jazz records he later became known for. In 1958, Bateman and Jimmy Cole cut a single with the white rock and roll pianist Jimmy Gansberg. We'll listen to that record now. This is Jimmy Gansberg with Hang Out. That was the Indianapolis rock and roll musician Jimmy Gansberg. That record featured Jimmy Gansberg performing with the Jimmy Cole Band featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. This is the only known recording Bateman made during his time in Indianapolis. After leaving Naptown in the early 1960s, Bateman eventually settled down in Philadelphia, becoming a staple player in the Philly jazz scene. Up next, we'll hear a 1976 session Bateman recorded in Philadelphia with fife player Walt Dickerson. This is Keys of Wisdom. That was Walt Dickerson with Keys of Wisdom, featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the work of Edgar Bateman, a significant player on the Naptown jazz scene during the 1950s. Up next, we'll hear a session Bateman cut in 2009 with the vibes player Khan Jamal from the album Impressions of Coltrane. This is Afro Blue. That was Khan Jamal with a track from his 2009 album Impressions of Coltrane, featuring Edgar Bateman on drums. This was the last session Edgar Bateman recorded. He died in Philadelphia in May of 2010. He was 81 years old. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to Edgar Bateman. And we have time for one more track featuring Edgar Bateman. From 1993, this is bassist Jamal Adine Takuma with Bony Blues.
It's the Philly Swing!
Thanks for joining us for this tribute to jazz drummer Edgar Bateman. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Naptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Naptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.